It is April 21st, 2021, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our Hits and Takes section of JLN, a video interview from our FIA Boca 2022 Industry Video Series, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. David Solomon and Goldman Sachs want to help FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, especially with their issues with the CFTC, the FT reported. This is very nice of Goldman and timely, as a couple of publications have reported that the CFTC is primed to hold a roundtable about the FTX proposals the CFTC has asked for comments on. I sent in my comments previously for this. FTX will need all the help they can get to push through their request. You might be one of those investors who only looks at your statements on a quarterly basis. You might not like what you saw for performance in the first quarter of 2022, whose second half was dominated by the fallout from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. There is some consolation that you are not Norway's $1.3 trillion wealth fund, which lost $74 billion in the first quarter. So you have that going for you. And then you might feel better because you were not Bill Ackman, who is reported to have puked out, his $1.1 billion Netflix position yesterday after the streaming service reported a drop in subscribers. He took a $400 million loss, Reuters reported. By the way, I don't own any Netflix shares, but I do own some other streaming service shares I won't mention right now. They all got hammered yesterday on the Netflix news. It is back to the cold, harsh realities of economics at Goldman Sachs with the end of the free lunch employees received during the pandemic. Bloomberg reported that the investment bank is transitioning back to paid-for-meal service for breakfast and lunch on April 25th. Bank of America is moving to make credit cards from recycled plastic beginning next year, which means your credit card and the nearby park bench will be cousins. RSM's Todd Briggs has been named the company's North American Digital Assets Audit Leader effective May 1st, 2022, making him responsible for advancing RSM's go-to-market and audit business strategies to accelerate audit and assurances services to North American clients that engage in digital asset business activities. The law firm of Vinson and Elkins has promoted three senior business professionals, including Alan Schoenberg, Chief Communications Officer. Schoenberg is a longtime JLN friend who was the person who encouraged me to try out Twitter many years ago, which led to us adopting it and holding two seminars with which he was involved to educate the industry about it. Vinson and Elkins also promoted Audrey Bichet to Chief Innovation Officer and Randy Revisor to Chief Business Development Officer. Evidently, Patrick Young noticed we were driving traffic to his videos as he just invited me to follow him on LinkedIn for Exchange Invest. It is springtime. Maybe a new leaf can be turned. We have hired Nicole Price as a contractor slash intern to help me with JLN. She is a student in Missouri and no relation to any Prices I worked for. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our FIA Boca 2022 Industry Leader Series, this one with Quantigo's CEO Sebastian Seria. Quantigo's Chief Executive Officer Sebastian Seria sat down with John Lothian News at FIA Boca 2022, where he discussed the inner workings of creating an index, Quantigo's role in the ecosystem, and emerging trends within the industry. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a story from Fortune. The headline, Bosses are demanding employees return to the office, but a new survey shows executives are staying at home themselves. Corporate executives are demanding their employees come back to the office, yet a recent survey finds that the bosses are often staying at home themselves, or at least working somewhere else. After 2 years of remote work from the COVID-19 pandemic, companies are trying to return to in-person work. Corporate leaders from Goldman Sachs' David Solomon to JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon are trying to use carrots and increasingly sticks to get their employees back to their desks. Even President Joe Biden is exhorting workers to start commuting again, saying it's time for Americans to get back to work and fill our great downtowns again, at his State of the Union address in March. My comment, do as I say, not as I do, has never been a good strategy. Here's a story from Yahoo News. Crypto may be less anonymous and more centralized than you think, expert says. One of the major draws for cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin was its anonymity, being able to exchange payments directly with another party without involving a commercial bank or the government. But one expert says the opposite is happening, and we're actually seeing some degree of centralization. We could end up, rather than having decentralization and more anonymity, somewhat paradoxically being led to a world where big corporations and perhaps central banks have even more visibility into our financial transaction. Eswar Prasad, economics professor for Cornell University and author of The Future of Money, How the Digital Revolution is Transforming Currency and Finance, told Yahoo Finance Live, my comment, my crypto DAR totally can tell who trades crypto. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The title, How WALL-E Predicted the Future. The 2008 film depicted a dystopia that has proved surprisingly accurate, although we still live on Earth, at least for now. The latest mission from SpaceX, Elon Musk's space company, confirmed a suspicion I've long held. The 2008 Pixar animation studio's flick WALL-E is the science fiction movie that best predicted our future. The film depicts an Earth rendered uninhabitable by climate change, with the last living humans, obese space tourists who communicate solely via video call and rely on meal replacement smoothies for sustenance. There are eerie similarities to much of our current reality, with extreme weather events rising in frequency, obesity rates soaring, Zoom calls taking over our lives, and the rise of meal replacement firms such as Soylent and Huel. My comment, what did WALL-E say about trading soybean futures? That would be interesting to know. Jeff Bergstrom says, this is called farming. You kids are going to grow all kinds of plants, vegetable plants, pizza plants from WALL-E. Here's a press release from RSM. RSM names Todd Briggs North American Digital Assets Audit Leader. RSM US LLP, the nation's leading provider of audit, tax, and consulting services focused on the middle market, is pleased to announce that audit partner Todd Briggs has been named the firm's North American Digital Assets Audit Leader effective May 1st, 2022. In this role, Briggs is responsible for advancing RSM's go-to-market and audit business strategies to accelerate audit and assurance services to clients throughout North America that engage in digital asset business activities. Briggs will also collaborate with RSM international member firms to serve RSM's clients globally. My comment, Todd has been in the digital asset movement all along, and I can't think of a better guy to lead RSM's efforts here. Here's the press release from Vincent and Elkins. Vincent and Elkins promotes three senior business professionals. Vincent and Elkins has announced the promotion of three senior business professionals, Aubrey Bichet, Chief Innovation Officer, Randy Revisor as Chief Business Development Officer, and Alan Schoenberg as Chief Communications Officer. These promotions recognize the significant contributions of these individuals and their teams and their deep commitment to supporting and leading their respective functions while serving as trusted advisors to firm leaders. My comment, CCO Alan Schoenberg has a nice ring to it. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked item on Wednesday was the tweet from former Tudor Investment Corp co-founder Peter Borish with the announcement that he and a couple of partners have launched Torreson Technologies, a natural gas-focused CTA. Second was the SEC video Chair Gary Gensler reflects on 1 year at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on YouTube. Third was looking back at the absolutely unexpectedly and totally wild origin of 420 from the Los Angeles Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Hunger and blackouts are just the start of an emerging economy crisis. A barrage of shocks is building that's unlike anything emerging markets have had to confront since the 1990s, when a series of rolling crises sank economies and toppled governments. Turmoil triggered by rising food and energy prices is already gripping countries like Sri Lanka, Egypt, Tunisia, and Peru. It risks turning into a broader debt debacle, and yet another threat to the world economy's fragile recovery from the pandemic. Here's another story, this one from the FT. Worst crisis since the Second World War. Germany prepares for a Russian gas embargo. Industry and economists say a ban would be catastrophic for the country's economy, but many companies expect it to happen anyway. Rosenthal, one of Germany's oldest porcelain manufacturers, has seen plenty of disruptions in its 140-year history, but nothing has prepared it for this, the threat of a cutoff of natural gas that would bring production of its bone china plates, bowls, and vases to an abrupt halt. Here's another story from the FT. Goldman Sachs sought to woo FTX at Caribbean meeting. Solomon offered regulatory help to Bankman-Fried and discussed potential IPO of crypto exchange. Goldman Sachs chief executive David Solomon met billionaire FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried in March to discuss forging closer ties between the Wall Street bank and the barely three-year-old cryptocurrency exchange valued at $32 billion. The meeting, which took place in the Caribbean, according to people familiar with the matter, is the latest sign of the growing influence of crypto companies in the traditional financial services sector. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.